We woke up to the sad news this morning of the passing on of Mufti Taha Karan. A great loss to the Ummah. Tributes and obituaries continue to stream in. He was an integral part of the Muslim Judicial Council. And therefore, we speak to Maulana Abdul Khaliq Ali, who is one of the deputy presidents of the Muslim Judicial Council. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, we would like to begin by expressing our condolences to yourself, to the MJC, to his students, to his colleagues and the Muslim community in Cape Town and the Muslim Ummah of the entire world. While we see the obituaries and the tributes coming through on WhatsApp, perhaps you could give us an indication as to how the Muslim Ummah has received this news in Cape Town, Maulana.
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is indeed a very sad moment for the Ummah. We have lost a great learned scholar who has dedicated his life to the cause of Islam from a very tender age and until the moment that he passed on. He has served this Ummah with distinction. And so it is to be understood with the caliber of person that we sit, that has passed on, that globally the Muslim community has responded to this very sad and tragic news of the passing on of Sheikh Maulana Taha Karan. We have received messages from many parts of the world nationally, and
yes,
we continue to receive these messages coming in. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must fill his qabr with noor, accept his good deeds and his great services that he's rendered, and his good intentions that Allah has placed in his heart, and that which he had expressed and which he has wished for. May Allah bring that to fruition and reality, inshallah.
Maulana, are you able to share with us any information in terms of the sickness and the events that led up to the demise?
Hazrat Maulana Taha, let me first and foremost say, was very meticulous and very particular about COVID regulations. And he has been central in the position of the Muslim Judicial Council. He has led and guided the Muslim Judicial Council. You would know, and the Muslim community would know, the position of the Muslim Judicial Council. Central to that is our Honorable Maulana Mufti Taha Karan. And he was respected for that. There was consensus in the Muslim Judicial Council around the position of the MDC led by Maulana Taha Karan, all this consultation. And after Eid, Eid al-Fitr, and there had been one of the family members that has picked up the COVID virus of Maulana. And obviously that had some type of an impact on the other family members, and including Maulana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with shahada and has passed on with COVID-19. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his shahada, inshallah.
Maulana, in terms of the janazah, is there any announcement in that regard with regards to times, etc.?
And his wish was that there should not be prolonged to perform the janazah salah, COVID-19 protocols to be observed, and so that another salah will take place. You know, Maulana is started the laying the foundation and constructing Darul Uloom Arabiya Islamiya, and the janaza salah will take place, inshallah, Aziz, there. And there will be multiple janaza salahs, inshallah, according to the regulations. And Maulana will be buried, inshallah, Aziz, in the Strand Maqbara, where the family section is, inshallah, in Strand today, inshallah.
Who is Maulana survived by?
Maulana has got a number of children, alhamdulillah, sons and daughters, alhamdulillah, and they are all highly qualified young people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed with. He survived by his wife, Walima Tawheeda, and more so his beloved mother, Allahu Akbar.
Allah Rabbul Izzah make it easy. In terms of, you know, reflecting on the legacy of Maulana, we spoke about Maulana's dedication to knowledge, but across the globe, how will Maulana be remembered?
you know, his vastness of knowledge and his extent of being an expert in so many fields has kept him humble, despite the fact that he was an expert. He could speak on any matter in all fields. And his father recognized that years back, Maulana Taha never projected any arrogance or wanting to have shown that he is more knowledgeable than others. He remained humble, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What stands out is he would continuously reflect upon the fact that the position that we take, we are accountable to Allah. And the consciousness about we have to return to Allah and that we are going to be questioned by Allah was very central in his positions, in his guidance, in his commitment and his dedication in serving the Ummah. And these are very unique features. Allahu Akbar, Allah has blessed him with ilm, with hikmah. We, when in tight situations, we could call on Maulana Taha, we are faced with this particular situation. His hikmah will shine above others. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi
alhamd. Abdul Khaliq sir, perhaps you could give us insight as to when did his relationship with the Muslim Judicial Council begin?
His relationship, there is no start in terms of that he just moved into the MDC. He was brought in and about in the month of Ramadan, and remember we've just come out of our elections, AGM, and it was a very challenging time that the MDC was facing. Maulana Taha was central in those particular deliberations and discussions and so forth. And at one of those sittings, he reflected in terms of when he returned back fresh, newly qualified, and how he was brought in as a youngster, he set with seniors. So that is the depth of Maulana Taha Karan's relationship. Remember, his father was the Mufti of the Muslim Judicial Council. Sheikh Nazim Rahmatullah Alayhi was like a second father to him, recognized his wonderful skills and his ability and his strengths, and was able to have been roping him in immediately. And you'll remember during those years, the Muslim personal law issue. Maulana Taha was drawn in into so many things in his very beginning days after qualification, probably prior to that.
Yes, he has made a great contribution in various fields, and that contribution will continue to shine. His students will continue with the legacy in their own capacities, and the work that he's done for the MJC will certainly be a means of isalu sawab for his father, you know, those that have passed on in his family, and also a continuous reward for him. Maulana, accept our condolences, and we'll continue chatting and continue shining the spotlight on his legacy. May Allah Rabbul Izzah reward him abundantly and grant him Jannatul Firdaus and make his complete maghfirat. Maulana, we appreciate you speaking to us this morning.